Let's go to our world news now, and Thailand is this morning no closer to political stability despite yesterday's election. The opposition Democratic Party boycotted the poll, and 10% of polling stations were forced to close because of anti-government protests. At least seven people were wounded in a shootout over the weekend as supporters and opponents of the Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawatra, clashed on the streets of Bangkok. It could be months before an outcome of this election is announced, pushing Thailand deeper into political turmoil, as Linda Lopresti reports.
Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra called Sunday's election in an attempt, she said, to stop rising tensions after 3 months of bloody rallies aimed at toppling her government. Anti-government protesters had always vowed to disrupt the poll, and they did. Voting was stopped in five out of Bangkok's 33 constituencies and in much of southern Thailand. But the Yellow Shirt Movement couldn't mobilise sufficient numbers to prevent polling from proceeding smoothly in most of the country. And with the Democrat opposition party boycotting the poll, election watchers say the Prime Minister will win this election by a landslide. Paul Chambers is the Director of Research at the Institute of Southeast Asian Affairs in Thailand.
It looks to me that Yingluck's party is going to win this election hands down, but she cannot be selected to govern the country.
And that's because the opposition Democrat Party is now expected to ask Thailand's Constitutional Court to declare Sunday's poll null and void. Sean Bripakong is Thailand's National Security Advisor.
The government is ready for that moment to happen, and of course the Constitutional Court would make a decision, which I suspect that it will not probably in favour of the government, but we have to see. But now we have a sense of legitimacy that 90% won election, and whoever has the most, we have to deal with the problem constitutionally, how we want to proceed it. We hope that we have the support from international community, plus those who vote, who want democracy to go on, and we hope to maintain such status.
Thailand's Election Commission says the disruption at the polling booths means there'll have to be another round of voting and a slew of by-elections before an outcome is announced. At the same time, those opposing the Prime Minister are calling for the government to be replaced by an appointed People's Council to implement a number of reforms to tackle corruption and alleged vote-buying. The government says it welcomes the move if all parties are invited to the table. National Security Advisor Sean Bripakong.
I think I'm all for it, but it has to be represented by all factions and the people, not counting those that support the Democratic Party. You know, for example, they want to reform the government when it comes to prevent corruption or have an election of provincial governors. But we also want to reform the court and want to reform the army. So we both have grievances of reforms, and we could put them on the same pot, and we could do it with the current constitution, which require an election. So we feel that, sure, bring them on. We understand the grievances, but without the democracy, without election, none of that could go forward.
But forward is not the direction which Thailand has been travelling or looks to be moving anytime soon. For the last 8 years, Thailand has been bitterly split along both political and class lines. In 2006, the Royal Army staged a coup against the elected caretaker government of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. He was convicted of corruption but fled to Dubai, where he's lived in exile ever since. In 2011, his sister became Thailand's first female prime minister. But her decision in November last year to push through an amnesty bill that would have allowed her brother to return to Thailand without going to jail saw Bangkok explode in violent street clashes which continued to paralyse the country. 10 people have been killed and almost 600 injured since then. On the weekend, 7 more people were wounded. Tourist Nick Nostitz was an eyewitness to Saturday's clashes. Here he is telling the BBC what he saw.
It was a massive amount of bullets coming towards where I was. I mean, even police, everybody was crouching down and bullets were flying around and ricochets spinning off. There was it's difficult to say how many red shirts were injured. I have seen one old lady who was shot in the chest and in the arm, another man who was got a ricochet into the head. It was, though, really, really bad. Really bad. I mean, there were moments when I thought I'm not going to survive it.
Thai election analyst Paul Chambers from the Institute of Southeast Asian Affairs says it's inevitable that Bangkok will see more violence on its streets, with a judicial coup likely to happen almost immediately.
Basically, Thailand is becoming a sort of juristocracy. At the same time, I think you're going to see more violence because the red shirts are not going to accept this judicial coup. They're not going to accept the fact that Yingluck's government is not allowed to really take office. And finally, I think the economy is going south in a hurry because foreign investors don't want to put their investments in a country where there's a lot of instability. So I think that 2014 is a bad year for Thailand politically and economically.
And it could get worse, with Thailand's Anti-Corruption Commission confirming that it intends to question the Prime Minister and more than a dozen officials over their alleged involvement in a rice pledging scandal. They're accused of implementing a state program which bought rice from farmers at above market rates. If deemed culpable, the Prime Minister will be forced to resign and banned from politics for 5 years. Thailand's National Security Advisor Sean Bripakong wouldn't be drawn into those allegations, saying for now the government is concentrating on mustering support to win this election.
I believe that in general, most people outside of Bangkok support us. That's why we have this election and we will win it.
That's Sean Bripakong, Thailand's National Security Advisor, ending that report from Linda Lopresti.